Sunrace is Triple M Monday morning, and we've got the CEO of Vic Health, Dr. Sandro De Mayo, standing by. Vic Health is calling out the dangerous practices of on-demand alcohol after new research reveals that these services fail to meet the basic safety standards of alcohol service. The research found it was commonplace for services to deliver alcohol products to people who were already intoxicated, fail to check IDs, and leave alcohol unattended. Doctor, this is a real issue, isn't it?
It is. Look, this is really concerning new research, and as a doctor, I'm quite worried when we hear that on-demand delivery is clearly fueling alcohol harms. We heard that on-demand delivery services were associated with things like memory loss and even becoming injured or injuring others was at a higher risk for those using these services. And something's really wrong when a business, and most of these are your big multinational or national businesses, they're not the little guy,
yep,
but when these businesses are allowed to sell someone a bottle of hard alcohol in the middle of the night when they're already drunk, have it delivered to their door in 15 minutes without even checking an ID, or worse, leave it unattended. It's completely inappropriate and it's putting the community at harm. And we saw that harm also increased the more frequently people use these services. So almost 3/4 of weekly users of these on-demand app and delivery systems consumed more than 11 standard drinks in a single session. That's a huge amount of alcohol. It's fueling what is already a big challenge for many regional centres and small country towns.
And in response to these issues, Vic Health is calling on the following reforms. That includes a delay of 2 hours between purchase and also delivery. Is that right?
That's right. So what we're suggesting is that we, you know, just need to put some careful and considered measures in place to protect the community. First would be that there's a delay, but, you know, of at least 2 hours between purchasing alcohol online and delivering it. The idea that you can be intoxicated, order some extra hard alcohol and have it delivered almost instantly, it just accelerates the risk of harm. We're saying that these delivery services shouldn't be available between 10 p.m. and 10 a.m. and that they should follow all of the same restrictions that we expect of our local bars and pubs. Why should these online services have free rein to do whatever they like when bars and pubs are expected to put the community's interests first and, for example, not be serving alcohol to intoxicated people, certainly not leaving alcohol unattended and checking IDs on people who look to be underage. And our research found that, in fact, 1/4 of people aged 18 to 24 never had their IDs checked when buying alcohol online.
Well, it really is a big problem, and it really is quite concerning considering the pandemic that we're under and restrictions that we're under at the moment. So let's hope it's resolved sooner rather than later. CEO of Vic Health, Dr. Sandro De Mayo, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you. Triple M.